few months ago, I read a book that completely transformed my perspective on judgment. It profoundly impacted how I think about and judge others. In this episode, I can't wait to share the powerful insights I gained and how they can help you break free from judgmental thinking. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of judging others. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. It fascinates me about how much we are quick to judge others. Why is that? When my children were all at home, I judged them a lot without trying to find out their side of the story. I just assumed they were on the wrong side of the fence, being the cause of whatever mischief they were in that day. Or how about judging my husband when he was late getting home from work and not telling me? Judging others is a natural human tendency. We often assess and evaluate the behaviors, choices, and appearances of those around us, forming opinions that can be either positive or negative. As parents, it's critical to understand the impact of judging others, especially our youngsters, and to learn how to foster a more accepting and supportive environment at home. In this episode, I'm delving into what judging others entails, how judging others affects our mental and physical health, 7 ways not to judge others, how not to judge your youngsters, and how we judge others is how we are judged. Judging others involves forming opinions or conclusions about someone based on their actions, behaviors, appearance, or other characteristics. Judging can happen consciously or subconsciously, and often stems from our beliefs, experiences, and biases. Judgments can be quick and based on little information, or be more thoughtful and detailed. Here is an example. The other day I was helping out at the school when I noticed a student who seemed withdrawn and wasn't participating in group activities. I quickly thought the student was unfriendly and perhaps shy. My judgment was based on observing the student's behavior during a school event, influenced by my belief that children should always be social and outgoing. Later, I discovered from the teacher that this student had recently moved to the area and was struggling with the transition. She is also dealing with the recent loss of a close family member, which has made her more reserved. This example shows how quickly I formed an opinion without knowing all the circumstances. It is so easy to do. While some judgments can be positive and constructive, such as recognizing someone's hard work or kindness, negative judgments can lead to criticism, prejudice, and misunderstanding. In the context of parenting, this can significantly affect the parent-child relationship and your child's development. Negative judgments can have a significant implication on both mental and physical health. Here's how. Constantly judging others can lead to stress and anxiety. When we spend time and energy worrying about what other people do and their decisions, we add unnecessary stress to our lives. This habit can make us more anxious because we become overly focused on others' behaviors instead of our well-being. It can also create a negative mindset where we always look for faults in others, which can be exhausting and mentally draining. Over time, this can take a toll on our mental health and eventually physical health, making it harder to relax and enjoy life. A study published in the Psychological Science Journal found that people who engage in frequent negative judgments are more likely to experience higher stress levels and poor health outcomes. Conversely, practicing acceptance and reducing judgment can improve overall well-being. Harsh judgments often stem from our insecurities. Focusing on others' perceived flaws can compound our feelings of inadequacy and lower self-esteem. Here is what I mean. Judging other parents at your child's school for their parenting choices, such as what they pack for lunch or how they handle their children's behavior. These harsh judgments are rooted in insecurities about us not being good parents. By fixating on flaws in other parents, we try to cope with our feelings of inadequacy to bolster our self-esteem. Judging others can lead to conflicts and strained relationships. Strained relationships are particularly true in parent-child relationships, where judgment can hinder open communication and trust. For example, I know of a parent who often judges their son's choice of friends and social activities. This parent frequently tells their son that their friends are a terrible influence and criticizes their son for spending time on what they deem frivolous activities. The son feels judged and alienated by his parents' comments, leading him to hide aspects of his social life from him. The constant judgment erodes trust, making the son less likely to seek his father's advice or confide in him about his experiences and challenges. This lack of trust creates a barrier to open communication and weakens their relationship. Avoiding judgment requires conscious effort and practice. Here are some practical strategies. Self-awareness is foundational in changing ourselves. Understanding our thoughts and behaviors can cultivate a deeper awareness of how we judge others. This self-awareness allows us to interpret negative patterns of judgment, paving the way for personal growth and improved relationships with our youngsters. Actively cultivate compassion for yourself and others. Recognize that everyone has their struggles and that goodness goes a long way in fostering understanding. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your mindset away from judgment. As I discussed in a previous episode, you can write about what you are grateful for in a gratitude journal, or throughout the day, take a 1 minute mental break to think about your blessings. When judging someone, how about challenge your thoughts? Ask yourself if you have all the information or if your judgment is fair and kind. I do this regularly by asking myself these questions. Do I have all the facts about this situation? How would I want to be treated? Am I projecting my insecurities or issues onto this person? How can I handle this situation with empathy and understanding? As the saying goes, before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. Consider the other person's background, experiences, and challenges before forming an opinion. Learn about different cultures, lifestyles, and perspectives. Understanding diversity can reduce prejudices and foster a more accepting attitude. I love this one. Learning about other cultures and why they do things the way they do helps to remove judgment and bias. Engage in active listening when interacting with others, especially your youngsters. Focus not only on the words they say, but also their emotions and underlying messages. By genuinely listening, you can gain a deeper understanding of their perspectives and avoid jumping to conclusions or making quick judgments. As parents, we must behave non-judgmentally to create an environment filled with love and support for our children. I know firsthand how easy it is to judge others in situations quickly. When I became a parent, I fell into this habit too quickly. It was a learned behavior ingrained over time. However, I'm committed to breaking this cycle. Here are 5 ways not to judge your children. Try to understand things from your child's perspective. Empathy allows you to connect with their feelings and experiences, reducing the likelihood of harsh judgments. Comparing your child to others can cause them to feel inadequate and resentful. Recognize and appreciate your child's unique qualities and achievements. When addressing issues, focus on specific behaviors rather than labeling your child. For instance, say, "Leaving your toys everywhere makes the house messy," instead of, "You're so messy." Create an environment where your child feels safe to express themselves without fearing judgment. Listen actively and validate their feelings. Children learn by observing everyone around them, especially their parents and grandparents. Demonstrate acceptance and understanding in your interactions with others. How we judge others is how we are judged. The principle of reciprocity shapes human behavior. How we judge others influences how others judge us. Various religious and philosophical teachings echo this concept. For example, the Bible states, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged," in Matthew 7:1. Similarly, Buddhism teaches that karma means our actions, including judgments, have consequences. When we judge others harshly, we create a negative atmosphere that can lead to similar treatment. Conversely, approaching others with kindness and understanding fosters a more positive and supportive environment. The principle of reciprocity is particularly relevant in parenting, where the relationship dynamics are crucial for your child's development. In conclusion, judging others, especially our youngsters, can profoundly affect our relationships and overall well-being. By practicing empathy, avoiding comparisons, and focusing on behaviors rather than character, you can create a more supportive and nurturing environment for your youngsters. Recognizing the impact of your judgments on your mental and physical health further underscores the importance of cultivating a non-judgmental attitude. You can reduce negative judgments and foster a more positive and understanding world through self-awareness, compassion, gratitude, and perspective taking. Remember, how we judge others is how we will be judged. By setting a positive example, you improve your well-being and create a more accepting and supportive community for your children to thrive in. As the renowned author and motivational speaker Wayne Dyer once said, "When you judge another, you do not define them. You define yourself." Next week, I'm diving deeper into the crucial topic of setting boundaries. Let's face it, setting boundaries isn't easy. It takes courage to stand up and assert your needs. I experienced this firsthand just this past week. In a business situation, I reached a breaking point. I had been promised a result by a specific deadline. Still, as time passed, I made excuses for the other person, rationalizing their behavior by thinking they might be sick or that everything happens for a reason. Despite these justifications, a nagging feeling told me something was wrong. They missed the deadline by 2 weeks without any communication, and what truly bothered me was the lack of consequences for their actions. So I decided to set a boundary. I will explore the importance of setting boundaries with children, partners, and ex-partners. We'll discuss practical strategies for asserting your needs and maintaining healthy relationships in every aspect of your life. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, with new episodes released every Thursday. You won't want to miss out on the valuable insights and strategies I share for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. For a wealth of free practical resources, visit parentingyoungsters.com. From tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics, our website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?